it's really not an issue of are we allowed to. It's an issue of what's smart. You take into account the people that are doing the work. And for us, that's our staff. That's, you know, we've kids that have been here every day through this, or if not every day, then we're splitting their shifts up as much as possible to keep them safe and healthy. And I'm not prepared to ask of them, please go out and wait on tables. Please, you know, seat people. Please guide people through our restaurant out to our courtyard. And I'm not prepared to put our staff in more harm's way in the name of dollars.
Our gift shop is located inside of a hospital, which puts us in a very unique situation. About 1/3 of our business comes from within the hospital and 2/3 comes from outside the hospital. So when the hospital had to close its doors, it inevitably affected us because they restricted, you know, no visitors. We immediately went to curbside service, and that's how we've done primary business. We also have a heavy online presence. We would love to open by Wednesday, May 6th. Our social media is strong. We've given cell phone numbers out, which is something we ordinarily have never done. It's a great way to keep contact with your customers and make sure they're doing well too.
I am a store that pretty much only sells items from a local artisan or another small business. A lot of our customers work in the health field, and they're traveling from all over the state and the tri-state area to come and see the store. And because they're opening up so soon after this pandemic, I feel that I want to remain closed to see where the areas of spiked cases are going to be confirmed. And then after those weeks pass, I'll predict a date. Right now, I don't see a date opening up for me until at least July. And that's at the earliest, because that's when I would feel most safe to put myself and my vendors and my customers out in the open.
It doesn't feel like there's the protocols in place in the country yet. There's not testing or contact tracing in place. We would need to see the numbers here remain low and not increase once things start reopening, and to have like an actual plan, like if the numbers go up, this is what we're going to do. Whereas right now it doesn't feel like there is one. If those things were well organized and happening, then I could see us opening again. You know, we'd probably have like a policy where people needed to wear masks when they come in and the staff would wear masks. It's a hard decision to make because you don't want your business to just have to close because you're not making the income you need, but people's health and safety is way more important than that.
I qualified for absolutely no financial help at all, but I had a month of savings put aside for an emergency, you know what I mean? And I had been working on that 1 month of savings for a year. That month came really quickly. And from March 18th to April 18th, that's where that money went, back to square one, and I start earning tomorrow. My biggest fear going back is that somebody will bring it to me and I'll bring it to my family. I have an immunocompromised wife and I have an immunocompromised son. My wife's immune system is shot and she's pregnant. If I were to bring that home, the guilt that I would feel would be insurmountable. I'm not trying to justify it and say that barbering is essential. I don't believe getting a haircut is essential. I got to feed my family. You know what I mean?